I'm trying to remember the number that the last one I saw, what the number was. I don't remember. I'd be up to almost 70 by now. Severance tax last week, so.
Okay, let's resume. The next item on our agenda is 2007-2008, number 64, farm animal confinement. The time is 2:52 p.m. We would like to hear from proponents first, if we have a representative of the proponents, so we can find out if the board has any questions about the measure. I have three people signed up. Who on behalf of proponents would like to answer questions from the board? Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Hubble, if you'll come forward and introduce yourself to the record and who you represent.
James Hubble, and with me, Holly Terry, representing the proponents.
Normally, I just like to find out if the board has any questions about the proposal, and just to make sure we understand the proposal. And likewise, if there's anything you feel like we need to know that may not be apparent, feel free to clue us in.
Yeah, I think it's a very straightforward measure. I think under existing precedent, it doesn't encompass multiple purposes, multiple disconnected matters, and it is all clearly within the single subject of farm animal cruelty.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Hubble, Ms. Eubanks?
If I could, I just have a few small questions. In the section 105, which is on the penalties that makes a violation a misdemeanor.
I'm having just a little trouble hearing you.
I'm sorry. It's my cold. I apologize.
It sounds like we may want to build a glass wall between us.
Yeah, don't breathe on you. I don't blame you one bit. On section 105 that's created in the measure, which is the penalty for a violation constituting a Class 2 misdemeanor, it talks about any person who violates the provision of this article or any rule promulgated under this article, and I didn't see any rulemaking authority. I don't know what that reference is to in terms of a rule, whether you have any further information about that.
Well, the reference in the rule is to the commissioner, who does have independent, who's given rulemaking authority in other areas of the statute.
But there is no mention to the commissioner in this measure, is there?
Not specifically, no. But basically, when you look at the statute, I think it's pretty clear that that's the only place that the rulemaking authority could exist.
And then down in Section 108, which is the effective date applicability, I don't know if there's some language missing, perhaps. It just seems to read a little rough to me. It says, delaying the operative date of the provisions of this article shall allow relative period for persons. I don't know if there was an A missing or something else, and so I just thought I would ask.
I believe it should be a reasonable. May I speak with Ms. Terry?
Sure.
Oh, I agree with you, actually. I believe it should be a reasonable period.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I just have one very question about that same section, and just want to make sure I understand how this is intended to work. That section says the article shall apply to enclosures for yield calves, enclosures for hens, and whereas the rest of the measure doesn't really deal with enclosures, it deals with actions. And so I just want you to, I mean, I think it's fairly straightforward what the intent is there, but if you could just explain how you intend that section to work, just so we're all on the same page. And
okay, and can you point me again to the particular
Well, just, again, in the effective date, section 108, or where it delays the effective date as only applying to certain enclosures, mm-hmm. whereas enclosures isn't really the kind of the effective parts of the measure don't really apply to enclosures. They apply to certain types of actions, and or at least by their terms, they don't say this bans this enclosure. It says a person shall not tether or confine an animal in a certain way, and then section 108 apply delays effectiveness to certain enclosures. And I guess my question is, those are basically intended to deal with the same thing. There's not going to be anybody who slips through the cracks, right? Who say on June 30th, 2011, somehow confines a veal calf in a way that may violate this, but not in something that you'd call an enclosure. I don't even know if that's possible.
Yeah,
but do you see what I'm saying? I just want to.
I do. I see where you're coming from. And I think it's the kind of point that you can clarify. That basically it takes a little bit of understanding of the industry to clarify. And that basically is that the only method where the kind of confinement that this statute is aimed at restricting or eliminating is confinement in certain enclosures. So, for example, with a veal calf, you'd have the enclosure is about 2 feet wide, and then long enough for a veal calf to take a step in one direction or another. In the case of the enclosure, in case of a hen laying eggs, is I think 67 square inches. So it's a little smaller than a pad of paper, and so basically the a confinement that is tight enough that a bird can't flap its wings or an animal can't turn around, it's going to require an enclosure. There won't be a violation without the enclosure, because otherwise the animal won't be confined inappropriately.
Okay, that answers my question.
Any other questions? If not, then let's turn to the question of whether the measure complies with the single subject requirement. Any discussion? Ms. Eubanks?
I think the measure constitutes a single subject and that we should proceed to set a title.
I think I agree.
Yeah, me too.
I'll go ahead and move that the board find that the measure comprises a single subject and that we proceed to set titles.
Second that.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Then Ms. Gomez has displayed on the screen in the room the staff drafts. Mr. Hubble, have you had a chance to look at the staff drafts, and are you okay, or do you have any problems?
We do have one issue, and it's a difficult issue. But the problem with the title and the summary is that they don't characterize the nature of confinement practices for farm animals. Basically, what the statute is aimed at isn't confinement per se, because keeping farm animals necessarily involves confinement of one sort or another. It's not necessarily even tight confinement per se. For example, not a farm animal, but this is personal experience, keeping a dog in a kennel cage that might prevent a dog from moving around freely is considered to be good practices by a lot of people and not a cruel practice, even though it's quite confining. One of the distinctions between a dog in a kennel cage and the kind of confinement that we're looking at here is that the confinement for veal cattle or for pregnant pigs or for laying hens is a matter of months. So a farm animal can go for a period of months in exactly the same position without moving. In the case of a pig, a pregnant pig will be confined without movement for 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days. And how everyone uses the same number of months and days and how they know, I don't know. But anyway, that's what I understand. And then is less confined and not inappropriately confined in a farrowing enclosure for, I believe, 3 weeks after that. Veal cattle. Holly, could you perhaps, do you mind if Holly knows this better than
sure.
I do? She can describe why it's not confinement per se that we're looking at here.
Okay. Wanted to just get to what exactly we're hoping to change.
And if you'll identify yourself for the record.
Sure. My name is Holly Terry, and I represent the Humane Society of the United States.
Thank you.
And in line two, we're hoping to change certain types of confinement to cruel confinement. So actually, instead of certain types of, it would be cruel. But what we're hoping.
I'm sorry, concerning the prohibition of cruel types?
Cruel confinement.
Cruel confinement. And?
And to just kind of follow up on where we were going, the specific types of confinement that we are hoping to prohibit are linked in the fact that they are cruel. They are established among certain industries as the cruel types of confinement and are specifically, hopefully, being prohibited here because of their intensity, and not just because they are confinement practices. So confinement practices are happening in the industry all the time. And the example that Mr. Hubbard was working on was the gestation crate for a pregnant sow, which is where the 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days, the pregnant pig is confined in a 2x7 stall where it cannot turn around for its entire pregnancy. That's the industry standard of confinement for a gestating sow that we are hoping to prohibit. There are lots of other types of confinement that are not cruel, that are we are not trying to prohibit, like a farrowing crate, which is where the sow goes to give birth and is also an industry standard used to protect the baby pigs. It's not something we're trying to prohibit. So we're specifically trying to prohibit these three confinement practices that are widely accepted as cruel.
Can you point to me in the measure itself, the text behind that? I'm having a little trouble finding, for example, the periods of time that Mr. Hubbell referred to, or the word cruel. And I'm just that would make it a safer change for us if we can point to some textual support for what you're suggesting.
The specific time periods aren't included within the measure. The title of the act is the Prevention of Farm Animal Cruelty Act, and that's also reiterated in Section 3557.9104. They're really, you know, from the standpoint of establishing standards, there really wasn't a point in explaining the factual background behind this, but you know what we're laying out in terms of existing confinement practices is pretty well known within the industry. It's not really the periods of time that we're looking at are not really, I think, controverted by anyone. I think that's just common knowledge. So when we're talking about the period of time that you would end up with a gestating sow and an enclosure, doesn't appear in the measure. It is something that's generally known, I think, not really in dispute.
Well, and you're not asking us to put the time periods in the title, right?
No.
You're just, that was just by way of explanation of what you're trying to prohibit.
Right.
And to explain that they are currently happening industry standard practices. So these three confinement practices are currently in industry and happening, although a lot of precedence has been set for them being phased out. The largest pork producer in the nation, in the U.S. and in Canada, is phasing out gestation crates. The American Veal Association president has actually called these practices inhumane and archaic himself. So these are practices that the industry has accepted as unacceptable, so they are kind of linked in that way, that they are cruel confinement, not just the practice of confining an animal.
Well, and I guess I'm just confused because I'm just trying to read the measure, and it seemed like, well, perhaps the operative provision in 104 prohibits tethering or confining a covered animal for the majority of any day, and then the emphasis thereafter seems to be for the kinds of confinement that you're talking about, and so. even though the measure may be intended to address practices where the confinement is, I think I'm hearing, for substantial periods of time longer than that, it seems to be tied to just the majority of any day. Is that, and I want to make sure the titles are accurate to what the measure actually says. And
well, I think the measure is intending for any one day, and the majority an animal cannot be confined. And what it would actually in reality affect is three cruel confinement practices that are currently happening. Does that answer your question?
Partially. I mean, the other problem just to bring up the other thing, is that using the word cruel may be an impermissible catchphrase, or, you know, it's, although I think you pointed out that it's in the title of the Act, the Prevention of Farm Animal Cruelty Act, it doesn't seem like the measure actually says that cruel practices are prohibited. It, rather, it's more specific as to the forms of confinement and the specific kinds of animals that are covered. And I'm reluctant to use a word like cruel or cruelty in our titles, because that we have to be careful about titles that elicit support or opposition, as far as that's concerned, by the words we choose. And prohibiting cruel confinement is a very appealing thing to do, but it's not exactly what the measure says. It may be the effect, but it's not exactly what the measure says, it seems to me.
It is important, I think, to go back to setting the valid titles, which do require that the effect and the purpose are both taken into account. The effect of this, I think, obviously, I think it would be bad drafting and impractical for us to put in the measure all of the practices it's designed to prohibit. Does that? And you're right. That does require some knowledge of the practices that are actually existing and going forward. But the standards for setting valid titles don't prohibit you from looking at that. You know, there may be other language that, you know, we've talked about other kinds of language, severe or extreme confinement practices that are less loaded. I think the fact that they're loaded, though, comes from the fact that when you're looking at confining for a period of months or years in a crate where the animal can't move, you are talking about something that I think by anyone's standards, personally, I think by anyone's standards. But it is an extraordinary, the existing practice is really extraordinary. And I think the public needs to know that what this is about is not animal husbandry. What this is about is a treatment of animals. And that is something that's not clear from the summary or from the title. There's no reference there really to animal welfare in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I just am reluctant to use the word cruelty. I mean, I'm assuming if there's any opposition to this at all, it may be that it would be from people who might object I mean, I'm assuming there may be somebody out there, because these practices that you're trying to prohibit are occurring, that there are people who don't feel that they're cruel. I'm just reluctant to use a word that appears to the purpose of which would be to elicit support. It seems a little unfair for us to use that word. If it were in the measure, I might feel better about it, but I just not sure that I see that that's a word we can use.
Other terms that we think would kind of clarify the confinement and better express the purpose of the measure to voters, like Mr. Hubbard said, would be extreme or inhumane, something that really gets at the purpose of the measure, which is to relieve the suffering of the animals. It's not about meat quality or anything. It's about the way that the animals are treated. And I think to leave that clarification out of the type of confinement that we're trying to prohibit is confusing for voters. And there is also a lot of evidence to suggest there aren't many factions left that don't believe this is cruel. There are arguments to confine this way because of efficiency, price reduction, health of the animals, that kind of thing. But it is pretty widely accepted that it is an inhumane practice and stress-causing to the animals. Like I said, the American Veal Association president himself has called veal crates inhumane and archaic. Largest pork producers are phasing them out in this country and in Canada. Over 330 colleges and universities in this country have adopted policies that that provide purchasing preferences to suppliers that do not use these specific three confinement practices. So again, not just the general confinement, but really clarifying that the type of confinement, these three practices specifically are clarified in some way is, I think, an important part of the purpose of the measure. Cruel or inhumane or extreme, some way that kind of gets at the purpose.
Well, maybe I'm overstating it anyway. I mean, it occurs to me that probably the word cruelty appears in the statutes right now. There probably are criminal statutes against animal cruelty and
yes.
So forth. Although somehow in this context, saying that this is a prohibition on cruel confinement still seems more subjective than a criminal prohibition on animal cruelty or inhumane treatment of animals. I don't know.
Well, clearly this is intended to do something that the animal cruelty statutes don't cover, right? I mean, yeah. I have a similar difficulty with this as I did with using equal opportunity, although this seems to be a closer call to me that it is sort of us characterizing what's going on, even if, I mean, there's no dispute among us here that these are cruel. It is characterizing the measure in a way that's not necessary. I think the current statement of the single subject in the title is accurate. It may not fully get across what the proponents want to get across, but that's not necessarily the job of the title. The title is to get across what's actually going on in the measure, the Blue Book, and the proponents in their efforts to pass it can explain why this is cruel. I think injecting an adjective that we adopt is kind of beyond what we're supposed to be doing. I do think, and so I actually like the single subject as it's written. I think the rest of the measure could be rewritten in a way that might emphasize the prohibition on these certain practices that are current. The prohibition is really kind of hidden in this one, you know, down in lines 4 and 5. And it might, even if we left the single subject, we might be able to give greater emphasis to that by reworking the rest of the title. But I don't think I'm willing to add an adjective that I don't think is necessary and is potentially leads us into the same sort of trouble that I was worried about with equal opportunity in the last measure. So,
I understand the point about catchphrases, but what I want to do is to flip this back to you all because if there's a problem that way, there's also a problem leading us this way. And that is that the statute itself makes it clear that the subject is farm animal cruelty, that it's animal welfare, and that's very clear here. It's possible to read this language. You can read this language and decide that what this has to do with is more the quality of flavor of a slaughtered pig than of cruelty to animals. We're certainly willing to try to come up with a less loaded term, but I think if you leave out any kind of characterization of confinement practices, then you're not really conveying the gist of the measure in a way that voters will need to decide one way or another where to vote on it. I agree it's a tough question.
What if we were to just sort of take your legislative declaration, which I think is a pretty good summary of the subject, and I mean, it makes it a little bit longer, the single subject, but just to say concerning the prohibition of the confinement of certain specified farm animals in a manner that does not allow them to turn around freely, lie down, stand up, and fully extend their limbs. And in connection therewith, and then, I mean, that is at least not adding anything to that's outside the measure, not characterizing it, and really does capture what the measure does, and is longer than we usually like the single subject statements to be. But I don't. That would seem to resolve part of your problem. Got it. I'm sure entirely.
I would say it's constructive.
Better than leaving it the way it is, and helps to clarify the purpose. It still doesn't really address the fact that the intent of the measure is about treatment of the animal and not food quality or taste of the meat, that kind of thing. It doesn't necessarily define the confinement as intensive.
Well, but the measure doesn't define it as intensive, right? I mean, it just bans certain types of confinement that apparently are extreme and unusually intensive, which I have no reason to doubt. But, you know, while the intent is important, I think we're not trying to express the intent here so much as the expressed effect, how you're trying to carry out that intent, and that's what I'm trying to get at, and that's the best I can come up with.
Ms. Eubanks.
In terms of an expression of the nature of the confinement, it seems that it's the factors of that they can't, you know, have a certain range of motion for their limbs or their wings, turn in a complete circle, extend their legs, those types of things that are specified. It's those factors, as well as the they can't do it for a majority of a day, that seems to characterize the nature of the confinement. Is that correct? Is that inaccurate?
Yes.
And because you've described it that way in the measure, I too am uncomfortable in adding language about cruel or inhumane type of subjective adjectives to describe those confinement practices when the measure, it doesn't do that. I mean, it does it through the way it's defined the confinement practices in terms of the prohibition. People may have differing opinions as to whether or not those are cruel or inhumane. I mean, other than in your short title and in the heading of the prohibition section, the measure never talks about it being cruel. Even in your purpose section, it doesn't say to prohibit the cruel confinement. It just says to prohibit the confinement in a certain manner.
Well, you know, in this case, that's the fact that it is the statute. Title, I think, affects the interpretation of everything. You know, there may not be a technical definition of cruelty. I'm not sure that it would make a lot of sense to have a technical definition of cruelty per se. But when you title the measure "Prevention of Farm Cruelty," that's what people want to know. And I think that does say pretty about as effectively as it can be said that that's what the measure is about. I don't think there's anything more indicative of the purpose or scope than the title of the measure.
And that may be true. Coming from the legislative perspective, I know that short titles are drafted for all sorts of different reasons. And in general, I don't know that any short title is going to be controlling in terms of the scope or application of any particular provision of law that might be enacted under that particular act.
I agree, but in terms of purpose, which is one of the decisional factors here in setting this title, it's very indicative of purpose, and that is something. Setting the title.
And see, I don't think we can go there. I don't think that we can add. I think the fact that the draft, whether we stay with this language about, you know, certain confinement practices, deals with the issue that it isn't all confinement practices, that there is some limitation which you get to further down in the title. But I just don't think that we can add some sort of adjective to describe the confinement practices based on the language of the measure. I just don't think we can do that without even then getting into the whole catchphrase discussion.
And I appreciate, you know, the intent and the feelings about it. I just agree with Ms. Eubanks. I think it's not a neutral term. It's not unusual for proponents to use headings or captions that are more of a slogan, but the operative language may not actually use that language, and that's what's happening here. I think this is not, it doesn't prohibit forms of cruelty to animals. I mean, it's very specific to restrictive forms of confinement. I'm sure there's lots of forms of cruelty that are not dealt with by this measure. So I wouldn't want to signal that this is, you know, that this is generally about farm animal cruelty even. I think we just have to be kind of neutral and avoid the kinds of phrases that are laden with a certain amount of emotion that are just not as neutral.
Let me respond and make a suggestion. I think it does seem to me that Mr. Coe's proposal, you know, and listening to what you both have to say, and I hope I'm not repeating myself, I apologize in advance. The piece of this that I think really needs responding to is that it's not immediately apparent in the kind of way that voters in a voting group need to have something be apparent exactly what the heck this is about. And I do think that problem could be mitigated if we incorporate the statutory purpose language, which doesn't use the word cruelty, which talks, I think the language we were talking about was the purpose of this article is to prohibit the confinement of farm animals in a manner that does not allow. And that's just this flat, straightforward statement where people can say that's cruel, that's not cruel, but it does convey the fact that this is about animal welfare.
And I think that's what we should do, personally. But we'd probably have to say specified farm animals just fairly. That's what I would do.
I mean, the one problem I have, and I hate to be overly technical with this, is that listing the forms of motion that are referred to is really not an expression of a single subject. I mean, if we list turn around freely, lie down, stand up, and I mean, we're sort of the mechanical problem of we're basically doing what might be called a narrative title. We're really into the clauses of what it does. We're not stating a single subject. We start putting conjunctions in there. I think it's less of a single subject. I mean, the concept I think may be fine, but I guess I might wonder if there's a way to avoid that by incorporating something Ms. Eubanks said that would be not to list the different kinds of limitations on range of motion, but use that phrase, something like that. I mean, you know, refer to, you know, confinement in a manner that restricts range of motion or something like that.
Range of motion or movement
of limbs or, I don't know.
And then follow with the turnaround freely like that.
Not in the expression of single subject. I mean, we'll I think we explain that in what follows so people know exactly what is prohibited.
The way that I read that was that the single subject was prohibition of the confinement of certain farm animals. That's how I saw the expression of single subject.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Oh, yeah. I just saw the way that I interpreted it, and it was that the single subject would be in the language, the purpose of this article is to prohibit the confinement of certain farm animals. That's our single subject, and then in a manner that is the elaboration on that.
So,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, personally, I kind of like it the way it is. But I'm trying to accommodate the different points of view. I mean, I guess I would. Let me just make one more stab at this. Would it, working from what we have, would it help to say concerning the prohibition of certain types of restrictive confinement or something that's still neutral? I mean, I can see confinement is, it could be the type of pens that are used. It could be anything. You know, where you really are trying to get at restrictive confinement, so restrictive that it's really range of motion and, I mean, just being able to move. And I'm happy to try to get that in this single subject because I think that's a fair and neutral statement. But I just hate to load the single subject in with basically everything the measure, you know, the details of the measure, and list the different kinds of motion that are that can't be restricted.
I just have no problem. I don't see what the problem would be with doing that, frankly. I mean, the subject can be defined narrowly by listing specifically what practices, or it can be defined generally by just saying certain types of confinement practices, or something in between, certain types of highly restrictive confinement practices. But, and all those may or may not be accurate. I mean, when you start, if you start saying highly restrictive, now we're starting again to throw in our own adjectives. And, you know, their argument is, well, if you're going to say that, you may as well say cruel. Something that just said an amendment to the Colorado Revised Statutes prohibiting the confinement of certain specified farm animals in a manner that does not allow them, and then listing it, I think to me is states the single subject in a very specific way. I don't think you could argue that it doesn't, that doesn't include everything, and I wouldn't see any argument that that turns it into multiple subjects. It's not the usual way we do it, but on the other hand, what we're trying to do here is explain the measure to people. This is sort of helpful, but also sort of just, the first sentence is just not, or the first clause, the single subject, doesn't really, I mean, I guess it could help some people who really just don't care, they could stop then, but beyond that, it's not very helpful. So I would be willing to make it as specific as we can, especially considering the reasonable arguments the proponents are making, that as it is now, it sort of doesn't really get at what's going on.
I think there is an analogy. I mean, I think this is much less troublesome than, for example, the preservation of parental rights of education, upbringing, discipline, you know, which are each very broad and, you know, and very undefined and very different. Whereas here we're just talking about manners of confinement. So it seems to me to be tighter and more unified here than got on the ballot.
Ms. Eubanks?
Well, if you go that way, and I'm not sure I'm ready to do that, but if you go that way, I think you also have to work in the concept of the majority of any day, because that's the other aspect of the confinement that is making it cruel or intensive or what. It's not just that they can't move, it's that they can't move for long periods of time. And at this point, I'm not sure that taking sort of that, the statement that currently appears sort of on lines 3 through 5 and moving that up as to the single subject, I don't know that that gets you much. I mean, even if you simplify it to, you know, prohibiting the confinement for the majority of any day of certain farm animals, because then you're going to have to specify later which farm animals you're talking about. In terms of a clear statement of the single subject, is about prohibiting certain types of confinement practices for certain types of farm animals. That's the single subject, and then you get into the details. It seems to me, in terms of people, whether voters will know what confinement practices, or the fact that the proponents believe that these are cruel confinement practices, that's something that's going to be worked out through a campaign. I mean, when people see, you know, confinement of farm animals in terms of the single subject, they're going to know, especially when they read on. I just hate to take all of that and put it up there. I'm not sure that makes a clear and concise statement of the single subject.
I mean, and I tend to agree. I mean, the lines 3, 4, and 5 say all of this, and isn't that good enough? I mean, it's all there.
I think to qualify the confinement further makes it a single subject, because confinement alone of farm animals is not a single subject, but the actual specific practices that we are working to prohibit keep an animal from being able to move naturally. And that point, and that qualifies the purpose and also furthers the single subject nature.
Well, I think it would be futile for me to offer a motion along the lines we've been talking about. What about getting rid of types of there?
I'm there.
I think that may focus people a little bit on something that the proponents brought up, that it's really practices, it's not certain structures or that sort of thing. I mean,
I would
it's
be supportive
just
of that change.
Unhelpful, at least.
Would you consider including restricted, like you suggested earlier, to clarify as a neutral adjective that clarifies the confinement and furthers a single subject?
I think I'm okay with that. So you're saying a prohibition of certain restrictive confinement practices? Okay with me.
I think it furthers the purpose that these confinement practices are united under this single subject as practices that disallow the animal from moving.
And that tends to relate directly back to the tethering. Tethering and chaining of animals, which is not, I mean, it's something that happens in the course of confining, but it is a little bit different here.
Seems like all confinement is restrictive. I mean, I don't care whether you're hitching a horse to a hitching post, you're confining them because you don't want them to go away. If you've got cattle in a corral, they're being restrictive because you don't want them wandering off. I mean, how do you...
Well, I mean, that's true, but it does say it's only prohibiting certain restrictive ones, so it doesn't say it's prohibiting all of them.
But isn't restrictive and confinement, I mean, aren't they describing the same... I mean, to be confined is to be restricted.
I don't think they're the same. If you're tethered by your neck to a pole, you're not confined. You wouldn't ordinarily call that confined. You call that restricted. Usually, when we're talking about confinement, we mean this. I think, for example, restrictive or either that or restriction shun as opposed to if. Restriction and confinement. Yeah, well, I mean, I think restrictive confinement practices make sense. But it is something that there are restrictions in addition to the tethering and the chaining.
So it's really that all confinements are restrictive, but not all restrictions are confinements.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? I have to draw a Venn diagram. So
I think restrictive imparts the idea that the animal cannot move, I mean, being restricted. And confinement kind of connotates that there is a border at which you cannot go past. But restrictive really qualifies that the animals can't move, which is very much speaks to the purpose of the measure and very much sort of nails down that single subject. It's not about confining farm animals. It's about confining farm animals in a way that is cruel or inhumane or doesn't allow them to move. And if cruel and inhumane are too subjective, I think restrictive better gets at what types of confinement is the purpose.
What about certain restriction and confinement practices? I think that's what I heard Mr. Hubble suggest.
Yeah, Ms. Terry said that might create more of a single subject. I'm deferring to her.
Do we have to go back to the single subject question?
But I think either one of them works, but that one may be.
I've never been persuaded by the idea that a conjunction somewhere in the single subject automatically makes it two subjects.
So against conjunction.
Mr.
Hobbs is more risk averse on that matter than I am.
I don't like to live dangerously ill.
So were you suggesting then we get rid of confinement and just use certain types of restrictive practices or certain restrictive practices?
Qualify confinement because confinement practices currently happen in farming industry all over the place all the time. And it is not the purpose of the measure to prohibit confining farm animals.
Right.
It's restrictive or cruel or inhumane or however it's defined in a way that would work for you, but to qualify that the confinement does not allow the animal to move. Is very much speaks to the purpose of the measure. It's specific, currently happening in industry, restrictive confinement practices that do not allow the animal to move naturally.
So you like what we've got up there now, restrictive
confinement. I like it the way it is.
Confinement.
I mean, unless you want to change restrictive to cruel.
Right. All right.
Can I try a different approach? What if we were to say, concerning the prohibition of certain confinement practices that restrict the movements of specified farm animals?
That's what it does.
But when you my problem is if I'm just saying restrictive confinement, mm-hmm. It really doesn't tell me anything more. Restrictive may tell me the same thing as confinement. Confinement may tell me the same as restrictive. Whereas if really what's at the heart, and when you look at the prohibition, that it talks about, you know, that you shall not tether or confine an animal in a manner that prevents the animal from lying down, standing up, fully extending limbs, turning around freely, it really is restricting the movement. And just by saying restrictive, I think you don't get the movement. I mean, because I'm sorry, I just have this problem that pretty much all confinement of animals, of farm animals, are restrictive in some way. I mean, whether it's a corral, a hitching post, whatever. And so whether or not, if you spell it out a little bit more, not to the extent that we have, you know, in terms of all the details, but whether or not if you say concerning the prohibition of certain confinement practices that restrict the movements of specified farm animals, whether that gives you more of that concept, I don't know.
I don't think that solves your problem, that
okay.
Restrictive and confinement both basically imply a limitation on movement. So saying it that way I don't think solves your sort of redundancy issue you've identified. On the other hand, I think that introduces a problem that it may suggest something broader than what is actually going on. I mean, not just confinement that restrict the movement of these animals. It's basically that box them in and restrict it in such a way that they can't move at all, hardly. And leaving it this way is sort of ambiguous enough that, or sort of just truly redundant enough that it doesn't cause me that problem, whereas saying certain confinement practices that restrict the movement, I mean, that suggests to me maybe something much broader than what's actually being done.
What if instead of restrict, you use prevent, which is has a textual basis in the measure itself? That's how the prohibition is written. What if you say, concerning the prohibition of certain confinement practices that prevent the movement of specified farm animals? Now, I mean, then there's that the time issue thing, which I don't know that you have to deal with in single subject. I mean, because we're talking about confinement practices that prevent the movement for a long period of time, at least the majority of the day. I don't know that I want to throw that in there, but whether the use of the word prevents the movement helps convey that concept better than just restriction. Because again, most things that you do with farm animals, you restrict them because you don't want them going off,
right, just
running away.
Restricts them,
right,
and confines them.
But whether the prevents helps convey that, I mean,
I'm happy with it the way it is, but I would also, I think I would vote in favor of that. I think that's, if that's the way the board wanted to go.
I kind of sort of come around. I kind of prefer it the way it is.
the way it is with well, the modifications,
okay,
or
the way it is on the screen,
okay,
right now. I mean, and maybe because I'm giving up too soon, but when we start talking about that prevent the movement of specified farm animals, then it's ambiguous. We're talking about their movement of their limbs and not moving off a different part of the pasture.
Well, then we could stick in certain movements, but I mean, we've got so many certain specified.
Yeah, I mean, I think the certain in there resolves. I mean, the single subject is always going to be, almost always going to be ambiguous, because it's got to be written kind of broadly. Mm-hmm. And
what if we got rid of the certain before confinement practices? So what if you talk about the prohibition of confinement practices that prevent certain movements of specified farming? I don't know.
How about concerning the prohibition of cruel confinement?
I'm not going. Good try.
Where we go with that?
You're all got the flu and headachey.
You know, where Miss Eubanks actually just suggested is probably the closest to the way the text actually works. In 104, it doesn't really
say what type of confinement.
It doesn't really
practices.
Prohibit certain practices. It prohibits any practice that
prevents certain
kinds of movement. So I don't know if this is helpful at all, but that would seem to actually be more faithful to the structure and of the measure if it said the prohibition of confinement practices that restrict certain movement.
Certain movements of specified farm animals.
No, I mean,
I like it the way it is.
I do, and this is my obviously biased, but my genuine opinion. If I walked in and I saw this and had to vote on it, by taking out the word types of it. Because what it says is confinement plus. Because it's not just, that conveys the freight of the fact that we're not talking about pigs in pens, you know, out in the mud. We're talking about something that's more than the kind of confinement that we would typically think about farm animals being held in. And I think it needs a word that carries that freight, and confinement doesn't. I think you all seem to be close to agreement on at least that point, that confinement doesn't say what needs to be said. That's our point of common agreement. And if you can parse it, come up with a lot of different language, but I think people know what that means.
I agree that the way it is right now is preferable, and restrictive confinement, perhaps restrictive and confinement alone means similar things, but restrictive confinement certainly means more than restrictive or confinement alone. And to qualify confinement as something beyond the normal confinement of an animal onto your property is very much an important part of the purpose, and to qualify with restrictive would work.
Motion.
I think I'm with them, but I'm outvoted here.
Do we get a vote?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I may not get a second. I'll move that the changes on the board, the prohibition of certain restrictive confinement practices for specified farm animals as being the expression of the single subject.
I'll second that. I mean, I think there are probably 10 ways you could write this that would be accurate and capture the single subject, and this is one of them, and so I'll second it.
Is there any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
That carries 2-1. Further changes to the staff draft? Ms. Eubanks. I wasn't going to look that way.
Thank you very much. It seems to me, because the measure does make exceptions to the prohibition, and the existence of those exceptions isn't referred to in the title, I think it's important to note that there are exceptions to the prohibition. And so on line 5 after the semicolon and before specifying, I would say I don't want to really use specifying again. Providing exceptions to this prohibition. I just think it's important to note that this isn't an all-inclusive prohibition.
I've got a couple of thoughts. One, I think that's a good idea. I wonder if the place to put it might not be, say, on line 3, prohibiting, comma, with certain exceptions, comma, and then going off. I know it's...
I'm fine with that, too.
It's probably not...
I'm fine with that. I just think it's important to note that there are exceptions to the prohibition.
That.
So if you want to put it up...
Comfortable either way.
Sounds good.
Where?
After prohibiting right there on line 3, comma, with certain exceptions... I don't think, personally, we need to try to characterize the exceptions.
There are many.
They're kind of varied and...
Right, and I don't think we need to go into that detail either, but
okay.
Just to note that there are exceptions.
My only other thought was whether to try to move the... put a comma there. try to move... It seems more important to me, as we've been arguing about for half an hour or so, the more important than specifying the particular animals, to me, I guess, is the methods of confinement or restriction that we're discussing. And it's getting pushed pretty far back as it is, and I was thinking maybe prohibiting with certain exceptions. The confinement for the majority of any day in a manner that does not allow the animal to fully extend its limbs and move that part up to either right before or right after the language about the majority of any day would bring closer to the front the real issue we've been talking about. And I think it's still grammatical. It moves to the end, the specification of which animals, which something has to go at the end, I guess. But I don't know. That's a suggestion. I think it's okay either way.
We're comfortable with that. I think it does better get at the purpose. So the confinement for the majority of any day in a manner that does not allow the animal to fully extend its limbs or wings in terms of circle without impediment. Work the...
In the calf, hen,
and
pig,
and...
yeah.
A, and then just start with A.
Yeah.
Confined for the majority of any day, blah, 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 blah. A calf raised to veal, an egg-laying hen, or a pig.
Either do it that way, or you could then
the animals up.
Then you could sort of put a semicolon after that and say, specifying that it only applies to these three types of animals. I don't, that would be another way to maybe make that clause a little more readable. I mean, can I, if we're all sort of on board with that, can I suggest we move that language up there and then we can see if it makes sense to...
Do we want to vote on this change and then exceptions, or did we do that?
I don't think we did. We should vote on that.
So I'll move that we insert with certain exceptions on line 3 between prohibiting and the confinement 4.
I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0.
Okay, and then my next suggestion is to cut basically on line 4, beginning with in such a manner, all the way through impediment. And for now, don't take the semicolon with it. And insert that after day on line 3. Can we get rid of such on line 4?
Yeah.
One of the worst lawyer words.
I think it works if you remove of on line 5.
On line 4, where it has the reference to animal, is that where we put in the calf, hen, or pregnant pig?
Well...
Because when you refer to the animal, but you haven't specified...
Yeah, you'd have to change it.
Unless you go to the certain animals
the
and then do...
The confinement of... Where you'd, what I think you'd have to do is change it to the confinement of certain animals for the majority of any day. In a manner that does not allow, and then get rid of, leave the animal. I guess you'd change it to the animals, to fully extend it. And then I think probably the only way to really make this work is to put a semicolon after impediment and say something like specifying that the prohibition only applies to a calf raised for veal, an egg-laying hen, or a pregnant pig, or something like that. Well, how about this? This is pathetic. The confinement, and I still think you could move this to either before or after the for the majority of any day language, but say we left it as is. The confinement for the majority of any day in a manner that does not allow a specified animal to fully extend its limbs, and then go on, and then specify the animals. Then you don't have it. That's less redundant.
Say again.
Well, it would just be to change the on line 4 to a specified. So it would just refer to a manner that does not allow a specified animal. And then after impediment, put a semicolon and say specifying that the prohibition applies only to a calf raised for veal, and laying out the 3. I don't know if that's any better or worse, but...
You know, I don't feel strongly about this, but it just seems like it's awfully choppy, and we're... I mean, as far as readability, I mean, I know this, what I'm about to say, doesn't achieve the idea of getting this range of motion stuff up earlier in the title, but... For purposes of readability, to me, it might be better to say the confinement of a calf, hen, or a pig for the majority of any day in a manner that does not allow the animal to have this range of motion.
I mean, that's sort of back to where we were. I mean, there's three things going on here, and we're just trying to figure out which order to put them in. The majority of any day, the manner, and the types of animals, and I think you could put them in any order.
So the problem with saying the confinement for the majority of any day in a manner that does not allow them to fully extend, blah, 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 and then just going on to a calf raised for veal, is that the animal has not been previously defined. Okay.
And that, to me, is pretty important, too. I mean, because this is just, it's only three types of animals here, and it's...
No, it is important, but to leave it the way that it is on the screen right now, the confinement hasn't been defined until later.
Yeah. I mean, you could, I think you suggested this earlier, stick a calf raised for veal, an egg-laying hen, or a pregnant pig in the place of the animal. That would work.
It's hard to say without looking at it, but it's...
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's try that, yeah.
Instead of animal?
Instead of the animal. Good. The prohibition's still at the end, but it's a little shorter and less roundabout. I mean, I think that's accurate. I think it...
I'll look at it without the...
Sure. I mean, I personally, I'm okay with that if the proponents are relatively okay with it.
My preference might still be to put the three animals right after confinement, prohibiting the confinement of those animals for the majority of the day. But if everybody else is happy, it's fine with me.
Just as I was with the single subject, I think there are multiple ways that we could do it that would all work, and I would... Moving for the majority of it.
We could move the calf, hen, or pig up to follow the confinement of a calf raised for veal. We'll have to put animal back.
That's what it was to begin with.
Yeah, I think, aren't we back?
You know, there's some trimming in that sentence.
I mean, we got rid of some of the...
I think that may need to be moved up too.
Well, no, the calf, the references to the animals came after the majority of the day.
Yeah, I think the majority of any day at the very end would be preferable. The confinement in a manner that does not allow a calf, a hen, a pig to fully extend for the majority of any day. To put the confinement type first, the type of animal second, and the majority of any day last. I think that's great.
Okay, Ceci, make it happen.
Work your magic.
That's another one of the ways that I'd be okay with.
I think that would stay where it is, but...
That one was there right there?
Yes, but for the majority of any day, for the majority of any day would move to after without impediment on line 5.
And I still think maybe moving the calf, hen, or pig reference up to the confinement of.
I do too, but.
Might be better, but.
Yeah.
At least would have to come out find them in a manner that doesn't
fitting the confinement of
prohibiting the confinement
and a hen, a pig
so the, is it the, true that the only question that remains is whether to move calf, hen, and pig to right after confinement?
I think the issue is being, what are you confining? The confinement of what? And that's the...
Yeah, I think if we remove this now is better, actually. Now you have to add back in the animal.
Down after allow?
Yeah. On line 4. After allow, you'd have to...
Put in the animal?
I like it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to move that we make all those changes.
I second it.
No other discussion, then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. Ms. Eubanks.
On the phrase about the violations or misdemeanors on line 6, my concern with that is there's two. One is it refers to these provisions, and we've never talked about provisions. We're talking about a prohibition, so I think that needs to be changed to the violations of the prohibition. But the other issue is we all know what misdemeanors are and that they're related to that a crime has occurred. I don't know if Joe Blow, voter, knows what a misdemeanor is, whether it's, you know, that violations are a crime or that violations are a criminal misdemeanor. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole, you know, type 2. I mean, people, I think, generally know felonies. Whether or not to have the word misdemeanor helps convey the thought that this is not as serious as some other crimes, but that, you know, that it's criminal. I don't know. If you think misdemeanors, everyone knows what a misdemeanor is?
I kind of like it, but I don't know. It's a good question. I mean,
That's kind of my sense is that it's probably
I think criminal is well known, but it says more than what we're actually going to do in the general public's mind.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I could see just adding criminal misdemeanors, but I actually think, I mean...
If you think that folks know that, well, it's, that it's a so misdemeanor, that they know it's a crime.
It's not so
it's
much
a criminal penalty.
That they know that as...
You're giving notice of it.
If they don't know what misdemeanor means, then, and that's an issue for them, then they can...
Okay.
Figure that out. So, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with adding criminal misdemeanors, but I also don't have a problem leaving it.
Misdemeanor criminal offenses? Okay, never mind.
Well, I will at least move that we change these provisions to this prohibition.
Prohibition?
Yes. I don't know whether it's violations, misdemeanors, plural. Okay. But I would move that, at least that change.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0.
And I hate to ask the question whether the last phrase really conveys, to allow persons to achieve compliance. I mean, any time that you violate the prohibition, I guess you aren't achieving compliance with the prohibition, and whether it's more to allow time to conform the agricultural practices, you know, to ensure compliance. Or whether you just say to allow compliance, or to allow time for compliance with this law. I don't know. I just
that would be good too.
I just don't know that you're achieving compliance. To allow persons time comply. I mean, but still, I mean, once you have a violation, I mean, even once it takes effect, someone violates the prohibition, I mean, they're out of compliance. It's, I don't know.
Well, I think what, the, I mean, to me, I liked your suggestion. I think what that section 108 does, in fact, is delays the applicable effective dates to allow persons time to conform to the provisions of the article.
It's conforming their practices. I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, and maybe you say instead of persons to comply, maybe you just say to, I don't know.
I think at the least adding the time concept in there is important and gets at the heart of what you're saying.
Okay, so then time to, and then instead of compliance, I think it would be comply.
Yeah, comply or conform to this law. I mean,
I
understand
why
you're resisting, because it's not really that it takes time to comply with it. Either you're complying with it or you're not. What takes time is, you know, getting the new equipment or whatever it is you have to do.
Whether it's, I agree. I think conform would be better.
But, yeah.
And whether it's person's time to conform with this law or it's to allow time to conform agricultural practices to this law or with this law.
Conform practices to comply with this law.
Yeah, to conform their practices or to modify their, I mean, why don't we just go with the language, to modify their practices to conform with this law.
Modify
their practices.
Do you want to throw in agricultural, or do you think that's
I'd leave it as is, and I would suggest actually getting rid of persons and their. And persons always bothers me. And a couple of words shorter. And then maybe you may want to add back in business practices or agriculture.
I'd go with agriculture. I'm better, much better.
That's pretty good. I'll move that we adopt those changes.
Second it.
Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0.
Don't look at me.
If there are no other suggested changes, then is there a motion to adopt the staff drafts as amended with the understanding that the same changes would be made in the ballot title and submission clause, which now begins in on line 8?
So moved.
I'll second that. I guess I'll read it into the record. Then the motion is that the title would read as follows: an amendment to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning the prohibition of certain restrictive confinement practices for specified farm animals, in connection therewith, prohibiting, with certain exceptions, the confinement of a calf raised for veal, an egg hyphen laying hen, or a pregnant pig, in a manner that does not allow the animal to fully extend its limbs or wings and turn in a complete circle without impediment for the majority of any day, semicolon, specifying that violations of this prohibition shall be misdemeanors, and delaying the applicable effective dates to allow time to modify agricultural practices to conform with this law. Any further discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 3-0. And that completes action on number 64, and the time is 4:11 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Talk to Dan about having